Two sides that find themselves mid-table in the competition clash at the Coburg City Oval this afternoon. Welcome to KC Radio's coverage of round six of the VFL with myself, Chris Weaver, Kane Pollard, Ben Taylor, Nick Mikulowski and fabulous Phil Pearce. Coburg Tigers versus Collingwood Magpies for you this afternoon. And for Coburg, a chance to redeem themselves after a week off following their shock loss at home to the KC Scorpions a fortnight ago. While for Collingwood, they'll be ringing the changes today from a side that last week won easily against Box Hill, but has been badly affected by the necessity to make changes for their AFL side. ABD Group Stadium today, we have a three-quarter time score in the TAC Cup. It's the Geelong Falcons, 12-10-82. They lead the Calder Cannons 5-6-36. And in grey, overcast conditions, not too bad underfoot for the players. We have conditions which are suitable for a very good game of VFL football this afternoon. As I say, my name Chris Weaver. Joined this afternoon on co-commentary by Kane Pollard. Kane, good afternoon to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Chris, and good afternoon to all our listeners tuning into the big game here this afternoon from ABD Stadium. It's great to be back and sitting up here with a beautiful view of the ground, overcast conditions, as you mentioned, but this is shaping up as an absolute cracker of a game. Both teams are in reasonably good form. Coburg a little bit inconsistent to start off the season, and Collingwood have been a bit of a surprise packet with their resurgence in form, winning three games out of the first five.
Yes, Collingwood sitting in fourth place on the VFL ladder, having played five games with three wins, two losses, and a percentage of 113. Coburg, they're also in the logjam. They had the bye last week, so they've only played four games for two wins, two losses, and a percentage of nearing on 107%. Two evenly matched sides, two sides that have perhaps had differing fortunes in season 2009 from what we would have expected pre-season. Coburg expected to be in the mix by a lot of people. For Collingwood, meantime, well, they've recovered well, changed their game plan, and seen a lot of inclusions from the side that really struggled to 12th place last season in the VFL. Ben Taylor, good afternoon to you for the first time.
Good afternoon, Chris. Good afternoon, Kane. Good afternoon to everyone listening on KC Radio this afternoon. We've got a big game in store. Coburg looking for a win, Chris. The last two defeats, they had the bye last week. They should be fresh and ready to go. And the Pies, well, they're in a bit of form. Some promising signs for them early on in 2009 with a big win last week over the Box Hill Hawks at Busy Park. And, of course, the week before, making the trip down the highway to Bendigo and knocking them off by 44 points. So Collingwood having some injury concerns at AFL level, that will throw the sides around, but there's one big inclusion for all Magpie listeners out there, and that is Sean Rusling making his football return.
Yeah.
From a long stint on the sidelines.
Yes, Rusling had, I think it was the third shoulder reconstruction of his career after he injured his shoulder in round one of the 2008 AFL season last year against Fremantle at the MCG. So a very long layoff for Sean Rusling. Good to see him back. Very talented forward, one of a number of tall forwards Collingwood have of great promise on their list.
Yeah, well, Chris Dawes is another one that's kicked five last week and has been really, really impressive. Really, really strong overhead, and he's going to have his work cut out today, Chris Dawes. Chris Bryan's been in some form. Interesting to see Cameron Woods at a recall up for tomorrow afternoon's game. So they've got a lot of options, as you said, Chris. And even our match for broadcast a couple of weeks ago, Danny Stanley kicking four goals.
Yes, I was just going to give an addendum there with, of course, Danny Stanley coming back from the AFL side, which lost on Monday night against St Kilda. So that game against North Ballarat, a cracking game it was too. Seesawing last term, Collingwood looked as if they may have just got the chocolates, but Cameron Richardson of North Ballarat, of course, popped up to kick two wonderful goals in the last few minutes.
He did, and Jacob Sporting was another one that was struggling for form before that game and kicking four goals. I think North Ballarat are actually playing at the moment down at Skilled Stadium in an AFL curtain raiser against Geelong side, who got over the Werribee Tigers by 6 points last week. So if James Podziadli can have another big day out, who knows how that game's going, but I'm sure we will get some around-the-ground scores very shortly.
One of four games on in the VFL this afternoon. This game here, of course, Coburg Tigers versus Collingwood, as Benny mentions. Geelong versus North Ballarat in the game, which started as an AFL curtain raiser at 10:40 this morning at Skilled Stadium. Port Melbourne take on Frankston in the ABC TV game at TAC Oval today. And the Bendigo Bombers, they're up against Williamstown at the Queen Elizabeth Oval at 2 p.m. For Coburg, meantime, throwing open this one, I guess, to you again here, Benny.
Yep.
Disappointing fortnight before the break. Against Box Hill, a side that they traditionally have the wood over, they lost at the Box Hill City Oval on Anzac Day and then just faded away in the second half against the Casey Scorpions at home in round four.
Yeah, well, they had Ben Cousins playing that afternoon and there was a big brawl on that particular day and tempers flared. But now look, that they will want to bounce back.
Yeah.
No side likes to lose three in a row and in front of a pretty hostile Coburg ground. I haven't actually been down here for a number of years, but it looks pretty similar to what I saw all that time ago. But it's the first time I've had a real good look at Coburg. We've seen Collingwood a couple of times already in season 2009. So we're looking forward to this one. I'll be having a chat to Jade Rawlings about 1:15 and Collingwood getting into their change rooms a little bit later than expected. And I'll be having a chat to Gavin Brown around about 1:20. So the two coaches coming up.
Just on that Coburg side too, briefly, Kane, I was going to mention too there that Benny mentioned Ben Cousins. A couple of other players we won't see today who were prominent a couple of weeks ago were Andrew Raines and Trent Cotchin, both of whom have gone back to AFL level. But a big inclusion, without having had the team lists in front of us, we're going to see Nick Carnell back on the side. The skipper was suspended for one match and missed that game in round four.
And there's also another one that Kane mentioned to me just before we went to air was Murphy Ambrose, one of the youngsters, Xavier College boy that's had a couple of reserves games and they've thrown him straight into the senior, so he's making his debut for the Coburg Tigers this afternoon, so we look forward to seeing a young kid get his opportunity at senior level, and I'm sure he'll make a good fist of it today.
Yeah, no doubt, Ben. You're looking forward to you having a chat with Jade Rawlings about that at 1:15. Kane?
Yeah, just following up on those sort of comments you were talking about, the Coburg listed players and some of the changes they have. We'll go through Collingwood's changes in just a moment, but don't Coburg really pride themselves on the players that they can generate for the Coburg Football Club? And I think Nick Carnell and also Glenn Carrick is another player who's really developed through the ranks.
Andrew Horn.
Andrew Horn's another player there as well. These sort of players, it's good to see them in good form for Coburg, which can bolster the Richmond side, who's also struggling with a couple of injuries to some of their bigger-bodied senior AFL aligned partners.
And Tyrone Vickery is another one, Kane, drafted at the end of last year to the Tigers. And it's been a pretty tough ride for the Richmond AFL side this year, but Tyrone Vickery has got to be one positive that's come out of that. And Jay Schultz, surprisingly, he's been in some pretty good touch as well, playing this afternoon for the Tigers. I think he kicked eight one
six
afternoon.
Goals, six goals, yeah, a few weeks ago, yep.
So, no, look, they've got a lot of options up there, and a pretty settled defence as well by the looks of Jay King and these sorts of guys. So effective disposal this afternoon is going to be crucial coming out of the back line for Coburg.
Coburg very much at the mercy of AFL selection with Richmond and their fortunes this season. Round one, they defeated Frankston at this venue by 15 points. Robin Nahas kicked 5 goals and was straight out of the side into the AFL side. Then round two, as you mentioned, Benny, Schultz kicked 6 in that game against Geelong, which they won so comfortably at this venue. Graham Polak, of course, that afternoon played well in the reserves. However, Polak, time will tell to see if he's selected this afternoon. But as I say, having to change a lot of things around, particularly on their forward line, the Coburg Tigers, and it's that sort of inconsistency at selection that could hurt them in the long run.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right there, Chris. And look, as you said, they've got a lot of options, they've got a lot of decisions to make, but I'm sure Jade Rawlings will have that all worked out when the sides run out at 10-2, just before the bounce. And Collingwood, well, as I said, Chris, they're in pretty good form. Big winners at Visy Park last week over Box Hill. And so Collingwood last week, 18-16, 124 over the Box Hill Hawks, 11-2, 68. A very accurate Box Hill Hawks, but just not getting the job done. As I said, Chris Dawes in form with 5 goals, Chris Bryan kicking 4, and Hunt with 2, and singles to Pendlebury, Blair, Colbert, Lachlan Keefe, Tristan Francis, 2 boys that have been really, really impressive so far in the opening rounds of the year.
The news to come out of that story, though, I think was return of Rowan Daniel Frost to some good form, picking up 38 possessions, I think he did, against the Box Hill Hawks. So that was an outstanding performance by him, and struggled to get a game in the early part of the season when Collingwood were fully fit. But being a Collingwood-listed player, those opportunities will definitely come, which they have. And 38 possessions against the Box Hill Hawks.
Yeah.
Depends on what position he played in, because he's been played forward, back, also spend some time in the midfield. So
probably more predominantly in the back line. Kane, but
he's a link man, isn't he? He's often found on the wing in space. So Collingwood obviously be trying to move the ball through Daniel Frost this afternoon.
Very convincing performance from Collingwood last week by all reports. The only down being that Shannon Cox badly bruised a leg and has missed out this week, but very solid indeed. Now, last week, boys, thinking back, if we get a game which is half as good as we got last week out at Frankston on Sunday, we'll go home very happy.
I was just saying to the boys last week when we went off air, like, we've had some rippers, haven't we? I mean, the last four games of the year we've had, last 2 weeks that we've broadcasted, three of them have been 6-point margins. So, I mean, that holds the competition in good stead. We like to go to the games. We like to see close contests. We don't like to see too many blowouts. Things are tight. Things are good for the VFL moving forward. They still need that major sponsor that I'm sure AFL Victoria will be endeavouring to get on board later on in the year.
But there's absolutely no form guide at the moment for the VFL. It's such an even contest, and obviously being aligned to VFL clubs, quite often teams' fortunes can be decided at the selection table. But it's the competition so far. It's just so even. A game like this can really shape a position that you could be finishing in the finals, because you'd imagine that both Collingwood and Coburg will be in that finals race to finish either in the top four or definitely the top eight.
I don't think it's any great surprise, but with the two best sides in the competition at the moment, Kane, Williamstown and North Ballarat are the two most settled.
Well, yes, and I mean, their lineup's been like that for a couple of years now. You can even put Port Melbourne into that mix of a pretty settled lineup. So it's just one of those situations, I guess, about trying to find that nucleus. It was the essence of Sandringham's success, wasn't it, having those core Sandringham players at their arsenal in terms of, it's reliance, it's confidence, it's team building, it's stuff that some teams
do. It's a game plan.
It is a game plan, but you can build around it. And, as I was speaking to Jade Rawlings on the footy show this morning, just how hard it is. He spends, like, all the time, 7 days a week with his Richmond players, and then he spends the time with the Coburg players. And as much time as they spend together, it's still very hard to try and find that mix. You generally find that sort of confidence and game plan, as you mentioned, Chris, by playing together on the field. You can train and do as many team-building things as you like, but when you get on the field and, you've got Andrew Biddlecombe backing up one of his defenders and everything like that at Sandringham, it really did allow them to build that core, and the core became success.
Now, Benny Taylor has moved out of the box to go and find Jade Rawlings, the Coburg coach, for an interview. Into his place, though, comes the man with a Cat Stevens beard. The man is the coolest cat in town at the moment. Nick Nikoloski, good afternoon to you.
Turn it up, Chris.
Welcome, Nico.
Welcome, guys. How are we today?
Yes, very well. How are you doing?
Yeah, great. Just made my way down. This is a local trip for me, coming down to Coburg. Nice and close, about a 10-15 minute drive. And I'm really looking forward to this contest. Both teams coming in with good form and really looking forward to it.
Now, we're up here in the stats position, I guess. I don't know what this part of the stand's called. But last time we were here, Chris, we were jammed in a corner. But we've kicked the Collingwood statsmen out. They're down on centre wing there, out in the...
Yeah, I saw a few Collingwood jumpers out there.
Yeah, so you might see if it rains, they might be ducking for cover, but we're nicely perched just up here. So we thank Rhino and all the Coburg staff for giving us such a wonderful position, and we'll be back here.
It's a nice feeling being football royalty for once, isn't it?
It's different, isn't it?
It doesn't often hardly happen. Casey.
Doesn't often happen. Now, if you've got any questions about the commentary this afternoon, the game at hand, why we've kicked out the Collingwood scorers, whatever's on your mind.
Or what Nick's wearing today?
What Nick's wearing today, shape of his beard, why he's still rubbing the sleep out of his eyes, all sorts of manner of questions. If you've got any queries, the SMS line for KC Radio's VFL coverage is 0424 438 415. That's 0424 438 415. Bit of an introduction in season 2009. It's been a success so far. I think it has to be agreed, Kane, with some of the comments we've had.
Oh, yes, definitely. There's been plenty of involvement from the general public, and we appreciate that. Haven't got any ribbings yet, though, so we're not really offending too many people this year, so that might change
I
might fire up today, and we'll try and offend some people and get some text messages being sent through. So, we will send our tech man, Jim Hines, down to get his computer, and we'll try and get you all the around-the-ground scores as well going on in the VFL. Obviously, the curtain raiser would be looking to finish, and we're looking for Ben Taylor, are we, boys?
We are.
On the Ben search. But
Ben Reed's usually my whipping boy, so he's moved into the ones.
What time is it? Because we can't talk about the teams until
20
after.
1:20.
I'd like to talk about the team choices after Ben's had his interview with the coaches, because there are many changes in the Collingwood lineup that we haven't seen for the whole season. So
and Coburg as well?
Oh, Coburg as well, but I mean, we've seen Collingwood four times.
He's been in now with Jade Rawlings. Here we go.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, we've got Jade Rawlings here, the coach of the Coburg Tigers. Jade, welcome to KC Radio. Broadcast our game this afternoon. How are you guys shaping up?
Oh, we hope we're shaping up well. We've got a good team in today. We've had a bye, so we've been able to put a bit of work in the boys over the last 2 weeks. And yeah, they're pretty geared up, ready to play. Even against the Collingwood team, it's pretty well stacked up with talent as well.
Yeah, well, they've got some injury concerns down at Collingwood, so that they're going to be making quite a few changes, I believe, this afternoon. You guys coming off two losses just before the break, so probably a good time just to have that refresher and reset the mindsets.
Yeah, you're right. Well, it did come at a good time. You can look at it two ways. Either you deal with it and get the boys all wound up to do something about it next week, or you sit on it for 2 weeks. But yeah, all the Collingwood's injuries seem to have come at once, so yeah, it's unfortunate for them, but they've got a lot of coverage in their list and a lot of depth that it won't alter their talent pool too much, I wouldn't have thought.
You've got Nick Carnell back into the side today. That's terrific stuff. Obviously, your captain, and look, he rubbed out a few weeks ago, but it's good to have him back.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, he's our life and spirit and all that within our team. And, yeah, it was a pretty unfortunate act that occurred that it got him suspended. But, yeah, it's always good to have your captain back. And, yeah, he leads from the front every week.
Now, Jay Shields has been in really good form up foot, probably one of the shining lights for Coburg Tigers this year. Six goals a few weeks ago against Geelong. He's been a real standout.
Yeah, we actually got seven against the Cats, and then he got another three the following week against Box Hill when he played seniors, and he's come back again this week. He's unfortunately, he's missed out on senior selection again, but he's a terrific fella, really professional when he comes back to Coburg, and yeah, we'll be banking on a pretty good performance from him again today.
Very interesting to see one of the youngest guys coming into the side for their debut game for the Tigers today, Murphy Ambrose. Tell us a bit about him, what's his background, where's he from, and he's got a game.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have thought he would have, probably in the pre-season. He's a guy who just from Xavier College who just wanted to go pre-season and didn't play at all last year from a broken wrist. And yeah, he's elite fitness. He's a state 800-metre runner. He's first-rate character. He plays really tough, and he kicks it all right. So, yeah, he's deserved his spot for good performances the last couple of weeks.
So, yeah, I think he had a couple of reserves games, and then you brought him straight in. So, yeah, that's real good confidence. You must give him a real good rap.
Yeah, well, I do. I'm not into holding blokes back. If I think they're ready, they play. And, yeah, he, like I said, he embodies everything that we're trying to achieve here at the footy club. So it's a good reward for him. And now he gets a game. I want him to be able to impact as well.
Collingwood's bringing in has an interesting selection today in that of Sean Rusling, making his senior football comeback. Not at AFL, but obviously at VFL level. Still very much a big part of the Collingwood makeup going forward. Who's going to take him today?
Oh, we'll wait and see how they look. They could be extremely tall down forward, so we've got a few contingencies in place with who gets who. But, yeah, he's very quick and he's fantastic on the lead, so I don't know how much game time we'll be playing today, but he'll certainly keep one of our defenders pretty busy, I would have thought.
You probably would have seen a few highlight packages of the Pies games over the past few weeks. What do you think their strengths are? What are your strengths, and where do you think you can win the game this afternoon?
Oh, well, not very good across the ground. I think their forward line's been dangerous between 9 goals between Dawes and Bryan last week. So obviously puts a lot of focus in on them. I think, I know Peveril's not playing today, but he's been good for them. Keith, their ruckman, goes okay. Yeah, their back line is young. So we've got a fair bit of experience in our forward line. So maybe there's an area we can hopefully get a win on the board. But as is every game, it's how much supply you get. So the midfield will be pretty important.
You've got a few Richmond listed players running around this afternoon. Jay King's one. Really got to get some form up in the VFL and get back to playing grassroots footy. But how's he finding it down here?
Oh, he's a consummate professional. He's in really good form, Jacob. It's just there's not a spot that's sort of bobbed up for him at the moment at the seniors. So we've been really pleased with his contribution since he's been back with us. But yeah, we'll go in 14 Richmond players today and 8 Coburg, which is a good blend considering it's not a 12-10 game, so we're happy with the balance of our side.
With your ruck rotations this afternoon, so we've got Cleve Hughes for a round of ground contest, but Dean Putt, is that he'll be taking most of them in the centre?
No, well, Putt's not playing and Hughes won't be rucking. So, yeah, we've got Patterson and Vickery will be doing our ruck work today. So, missed out at selection after the Sydney game a couple of weeks ago. And he's a great player for us at Coburg and everyone loves having him down here. So, between he and Tyrone Vickery, they'll be sharing the duties today.
Well, Tyrone Vickery drafted at the end of last year. He's made a real impression down at the Tigers and getting some form up.
Yeah, that's right. He's a great fella. He's just still adjusting to VFL senior footy. He's had a couple of games where he's had big impact and a couple of other games where he's just still finding his feet. But no, we're pretty happy with where he's at, Tyrone, and he trains very hard. So hopefully it'll start. The work he's putting in will come out in his game.
Well, Jade, mate, we might have to leave it there, mate. But look, we wish you all the very best this afternoon and hopefully you can get back on that winner's list.
Thanks
for joining us.